I'm Katie Stone, and you're listening to the Children's Hour, and today we're learning about caves. There are some amazing caves around the world that are like hidden treasures waiting to be explored. One of the most famous caves is Carlsbad Caverns, here in the United States, not too far from the Children's Hour. This cave is known for its giant underground rooms that are filled with stunning rock formations. These formations, called stalactites and stalagmites, look like icicles made of stone, hanging from the ceiling and rising from the ground. Carlsbad Caverns also has a special room called the Big Room, and it is so large it can fit multiple football fields inside. It's like stepping into a different world where everything is made of rock. Another incredible cave is the Waitomo Caves in New Zealand. These caves are magical because they glow in the dark. Tiny creatures called glowworms live on the cave walls and ceilings. They shine with a soft blue-green light, and they make the cave look like a starry sky. When you visit, you can take a boat ride through the cave, and it feels like you're floating under a blanket of twinkling stars. The glowworms create such a peaceful place and an enchanting atmosphere that it's easy to forget that you're deep underground. One of the most breathtaking caves in the world is the Son Dung Cave in Vietnam. It's the largest cave on Earth. It's so big that it has its own river, jungle, and even clouds inside. When you walk through Son Dung, it feels like you've discovered a secret world. The cave is so enormous, it can fit an entire skyscraper. Exploring Son Dung is like an adventure straight out of a movie. It has giant walls and strange plants and underground rivers. There's another cave here in the United States that's part of a national park called Wind Cave National Park. It's located in the Badlands of South Dakota, and it's a fascinating place with a deep connection to history and culture. The entire canyon area is not only known for its stunning wind-carved formations, but also for its significance in the story of the Oglala Nation. According to the Oglala Lakota people, Wind Canyon is where their nation was born. Long ago, the wind blew through Wind Cave with great force, shaping the land and creating the first Oglala people. This story has been passed down through generations, reminding the Oglala Lakota of their deep connection to the land and the powerful forces of nature that shaped their world. Wind Canyon and Wind Cave are places of great beauty and significant sacred meaning, where the history of a people and the power of the earth come together. This next song is written by Sequoia Crosswhite, and it was recorded with Mrs. Blacksmith's, Mrs. White's, and Mrs. Ferguson's fourth grade classes after they visited Wind Cave National Park.
The beginning of Oglala Nation, story of my creation. The beginning of Oglala Nation. outside and look around. Dig a little more in the cave of wonders. I pick up a handful of what's on the ground. Hey, what's that red over here by my finger? That's a ruby, don't you know? Oh. And what makes that blue glints in the wall there? Why, that's the sapphire's glow. Do you see those emeralds peeking like eyes on a lizard? Winking at us from the floor. Hey, what's that turquoise rock by my knapsack? Well, its name is the color that you just said before.
That's the Pop-Ups with Cave of Wonders. This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We've been learning about caves today on the show, and we've posted a lot of links and photos at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Caves. You can also listen to our podcasts at our website or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Wherever you do listen to podcasts, kindly leave us a review. It helps other people find us too. And for the teachers in our listening audience, we have a whole lot of curriculum for you. Go to childrenshour.org, look under our podcast tabs for episodes with learning guides. We'll be back next time for another edition of the Children's Hour. Thanks for listening.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's episode was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with help from Eli Henley and Christina Stella. Many thanks to our amazing guests, Dr. Diana Northup, Jenny Hathaway, and Ryan Azadalar.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.